Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 693 and three quarters, is up 5 1/4. Soft December wheat, 647 and a half, up 6 1/4. September corn, 476, down 1 1/4. December, 468 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. September soybeans, 1402 and a half, down 1 3/4. November, 1361 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. September soybean meal, 466.90, up 110. October, 433, up 240. September soybean oil, 42.65, down 16. October is also down 16 at 42.72. October live cattle, 125.27 and a half, down 7 1/2. September feeder cattle, 156.45, down 15. And October lean hogs are 90.52 and a half, and they are down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, we're 2 days from crop progress. Well, I mean, crop production and WASDE numbers. When the dust settles on Thursday, will we know anything more about the corn crop than we do now?
We will know what the government's guesstimates are, but we won't actually know much more because we're just not as far along as usual, and we won't have all the figures we need to know. How bad is Iowa, and how big a spots didn't get planted yet, for sure, because that's still the big question mark out there, because the big thing right now is what's the harvested acres really going to be.
So if the corn crop yield gets bigger, we shouldn't make much of it.
Well, in all honesty, it will probably be a little bit negative at the first reaction to it, but if the crop actually gets bigger after the weather we've had, I'm thinking that the acreage should have to go down to match up for that, because I don't think we've increased our crop with the weather we've had over the last 3 weeks, Dave.
So we could see the yield increase, but not the acre adjustment till October's report.
That would be very true. I mean, because we're not going to get the FSA numbers on what was reported and everything totally implemented until the next report.
So we have another report this month, and it's at the end of the month. It's the quarterly grain stock report. And I'm wondering if that report might even be more critical this month than the crop production report is for corn.
In my estimation, it should be. Now, will it or not? That's a question mark, but it should be. Because, you know, most of us is estimating that we maybe, you know, used a little more of the corn up. We exported a little more this last month when some of the demand was there. We used a little more for ethanol and looking at it that way. And basically, you know, where we're going to start the year with or what the stocks were that we started the year with would probably be more accurate than their guesstimates on what the production is going to be.
And USDA's latest estimate is 719 million bushels. Could you fairly knock off 50 million of that number?
It's within the range for sure of what people are estimating, what they're looking at, and the possibility of it, Dave. So that's a very much so yes.
So we've been very much, if you look at the board, in a choppy mode today, choppy mode for several sessions, range bound for the most part. Do we think that as harvest progresses that we might establish a further trend? I mean, corn has dropped. Let's be honest about it. It has ground lower, but it hasn't reached the August lows again.
You know, we've ground lower. We had some knee-jerk reactions to a few things here along the way. We seem to be range-bound now, and it's going to depend on, number one, yield. Number two, farmers' selling habits. We've got a pipeline that's very empty, and it's getting filled here now with some of this early corn from the south and some of the early harvested corn with some tremendous basis. You know, we saw Decatur drop 40 cents on their corn basis yesterday morning. We know that a lot of other places dropped 25 to 30 cents.
The river's dropping a lot, too.
Yeah, the river is dropping quite a bit, and that's just because we are seeing a lot of corn come to market. You know, they were being offered a tremendous premium for this week's delivery, and we saw a lot of them that had as much as a dollar premium for this week and no premium for next week.
As much as 500 million bushels has probably been harvested to date, if you look at the numbers.
Yes.
So what are we left with at the end of the day as we try to figure out marketings going forward?
Well, I think that, you know, as we look at things here, Dave, we do think that because of the number of acres planted to corn, we're going to have a large production figure when it's all said and done. And we've got, we're out of the world market right now because our price is so much higher than Argentina or the Russian area. So basically, we're looking at what Chinese demand might be, and we're hoping that it's going to pick up here after the first of the year. But we're seeing them switch to sorghum here the last part of the year because of import tariffs. So a little bit of trickiness there. But the main thing is going to be, will the farmers put it in their bin, or will they bring it to town?
And your sense is that talking to farmers that they may, what, put the corn in the bin, sell soybeans, and then acres of corn they can't bin?
That would probably be the first thought, Dave. But like I say, along the way, it's going to be very much as to what the demand is, when we can get the pipeline filled, and how harvest gets along.
I want to know how bearish you are longer term on this corn market, because I'm beginning to look forward into next year. And the month, of course, I always look forward to is February. And I'm looking at December 14 prices in February, and I'm beginning to wonder if we do not get the demand that USDA suggests that we're going to get. And by the way, that demand curve has gone down. It was 1.8 billion bushels extra. It ain't that high no more. If we don't get that demand, could we potentially see February average prices for December corn in that $4 and pick a handle number on it, effectively impacting our insurance rates significantly next year?
You know, D's 14 corn's trading at 504 and three quarters as we speak. It was the last trade. You know, it's only down a nickel to get us with a four in front of that, and that could be very influential as to whether they can ensure profit farming next year. I think that we will. There's a very good chance that we'll be under the $5 for our insurance guarantee, Dave. Now, whether it's going to be $4.50 or whether it's going to be $4.90 is a big differential, though, in that time frame.
So the question then becomes, what do you do about it? And you can actually start doing something about it today if you wanted to.
You know, if you want to start, there's a lot of people who have started their 2014 hedging program. A lot of the advisory firms, every time that poked its head above 520, why they were selling some, looking at that, just saying that they thought that they could somehow through the year get a $5 or a 20 cent or less basis and have $5 corn locked in, fearing that the overproduction would be there for next year. So that can be done. So along the way, we've encouraged a little bit of selling out there. We do have a little bit of corn on for the 14, but not near enough if we go to 450.
And a comment about wheat, please, before we let you go today.
Wheat, follower of the corn market, very much is a follower of the corn market, Dave. We're just clear out of the market as far as the world exports go for right now, so it's a follower of the corn.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick on the marketplace, soft December wheat is 646 and a half, up 5 1/4. Hard red December is 495 1/4, up 6 3/4. September corn, 475, down 2 1/4. December, 467 3/4, up 4 1/4. September soybeans, 1401 and a half, down 2 3/4. November, 1360 1/4, now a half, up 4. September soybean meal is 468.30, up 2.50. October's 432.60, up $2. September soybean oil, 42.65 down 16. October, 42.71 down 17. October live cattle, 125.25, and they are down 10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.